Hey, good morning.
Y94 on the Playhouse of the Morning. Zero, Amy K, Joel T. Pick your purse. We do it four times a day at 7:10, at 8:10, at 11:10, and 1:10. Your opportunities to get yourself a beautiful designer handbag as we enter Am I the Jerk? These people have submitted at y94.com or our social media, and they just want to know if you think they're a jerk or no. Let's see. This one says, I want to spend more time with my boyfriend, and I want him to take some time off work, but he's a workaholic. So what I did is I took matters into my own hands. I turned off his alarm after he fell asleep the other day so he wouldn't wake up. And then when we woke up, it was hours after he was supposed to be at work already. And I said, man, maybe you should call in sick since you're late already. It's the better excuse than just saying I forgot to turn my alarm on. And he did, because he was so embarrassed he didn't turn his alarms on. Wink, wink. And we had a wonderful day together and reconnected in ways I never thought were even possible. Had some of the best S of our lives. But am I the jerk for how I forced this upon him?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Oof.
You lied.
He could have got fired.
For sleeping in or whatever?
For sleeping in.
Yeah, not calling in at all. Why not just say, hey, how about next week we plan this day or something?
Take a day.
Yeah, don't. You like sabotaged him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like messing with people's work, I guess. So I think you probably are the jerk, but maybe you accidentally taught him a lesson and he's going to want to spend more time with you now, maybe?
I don't know. Because he still doesn't know that you turned the alarm off.
But he had a good time.
Yeah, so he had a great time. Yeah, you were doing some stuff. You were snuggling up on each other. But at the same time, you could have sabotaged, you sabotaged him and it could have gone wrong. It just, for you, it went good. So you're a jerk.
Probably a jerk. You the jerk. Am I the jerk? Case 2 of 3 today. My dog isn't mean, but he's not very nice either. So whenever cute little children and their parents stop me on the sidewalk and say, can we pet your dog? I say no thank you and keep walking. I always get shot the nastiest glances from the parents, even though I'm stopping your kid from maybe getting bit. Am I the jerk?
This is me 100%. Jasper is like the sweetest dog ever, to a point. Like, we go to the dog park, he's off leash, he'll let people pet him, there's kids there, they'll pet him. But when we're walking down the sidewalk or if we're in our apartment, he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So like, people did it. The other day I had my headphones in, I was walking down the sidewalk and this lady's like, oh, your dog's so beautiful, can I pet him? And I was like, nah. And then you don't want to be the jerk, so you're like, well, let's try. Usually he's a jerk, so I try, and he's like, rah, 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 and he like almost attacks her. And then she's like, and then she's mad at me because my dog, and I was like, ay, ay, ay. So yeah, you're not a jerk at all. It's a lose-lose situation, I think.
I say not a jerk, but it's how you say it. So just say he doesn't do good with children
or
something like that. Come up with a different excuse on how you're going to word it.
I agree, not a jerk, but I also agree with you. I think you got to say it differently. You got to word that differently. Am I the jerk? Final one today. I'm seeing a pretty great guy, but I am a good deal taller than he is, and I just keep having it bother me. It really drives me crazy anytime we're walking next to each other. Anytime. I gave it an honest try, but before anybody else gets more invested, in particular him, I think I'm just going to end it, and I think I need to be honest about why it is when he asks me, am I the jerk or super shallow for dumping him over 6 inches? I think we need to clarify, he must be about 6 inches shorter than she is. Just in case you didn't understand what she meant by 6 inches.
I was going to say, 6 inches isn't bad, but height-wise, we're talking height. I think you would be the jerk if you disclosed it that way. Just say, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. You don't need to tell him, like, hey, shorty, it's not going to work out. I'm 6 inches taller than you. And, you know, you're just not attracted to him in that way. So I think you'd be a jerk if you told him because of his height is why you're not attracted to him, even though that is the truth. So just kind of sugarcoat it a little bit.
I don't know. Do you want it sugarcoated? I still don't like the idea, I guess.
But you started
dating. Exactly why it is. Because it's something he can't do anything about.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just going to be like, oh, no, I get it. You know, and you just say, like, you know what? If I was going to try not to let it bother me, and I'm so sorry this is so shallow, but it bothers me. Like, I think that'd be the easiest breakup ever, because he'd just be like, oh, okay. All right. Like, what is he going to do? Buy stilts? Like, he can literally do nothing about it. I think he'd just move on.
You could buy those little implants that you put in your shoes, or they got the new shoes to give you, like, 3 inches.
I guess so.
But still, 6 inches is a big difference
at that point, too.
So,
yeah.
I mean, but then you're going to give this, like, how tall are we talking? Like, is he 5'2"? and you're 5'9"? You know, something like that? Like,
I don't know.
If it's something that's going to bother you all the time, but I just don't know how you go about saying it. I do think you'd just be honest.
At least then he knows what it was. And I don't think you're a jerk. I mean, you're just being honest with yourself. Like, why would you stay with somebody you're not attracted to?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Just break up. Don't be a jerk and be like, the reason I'm not attracted to you is because you're just a shorty short.
I mean, I don't think you have to call him names. No. Why do you keep calling him names? A sizzler in minutes, including Kim Kardashian dishing on that thing we've all been wondering about. I lay awake at night thinking about her love life and who she's going to date next. Answers in the sizzler.